Good morning, everyone. My name is Brian Ososki. I'm the Marketing Director for the Visitor and Convention Bureau. I hope you're doing well this morning. I'm privileged to have been asked to step in again for our Executive Director, Tam Pigott, who is enjoying some well-deserved time off. So let's jump right in with our first guest on our call this morning. You know, since we started these calls, I don't believe that we've had the pleasure of hearing from Barbara Ann Yerusha, the Senior Manager of Communications and Marketing for the Lee County Port Authority. So we're glad to have Barbara Ann on the call this morning. She is going to share with us a little bit about RSW's participation in a new program. Good morning, Barbara Ann. If you're on the line, you'll need to press star 2 to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Good morning. We can hear you.
Okay, great.
Thanks for joining us.
And thanks for welcoming me. We wanted to discuss our new program that we just recently rolled out, actually on the 12th, with really great partnership with the VCB and our visitor services staff here. They've been really amazing, and based on what the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower program is, they're really, you know, our volunteers and the airport ambassadors, tourism ambassadors, are really the front line of this program. So it was, it's something that the airport has talked about for a long time being a part of, and we're really excited that we finally were able to officially roll this out. So we're trying to spread the word on the, it's called Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program, and it's a way for travelers to let us know that they may have something that's non-visible or hidden to the eye, and it just gives our people here the ability to help assist, you know, take it a little slower, see if they need more assistance here at the airport while they're traveling. So we officially have started to train our folks, the year-round people for the VCB. They're all trained up. They were trained up before we rolled out everything. Our operational staff that also helps with customer service. And we're spreading it throughout the airport. You know, all of our tenants and our airline partners and all the partners that would come in contact, you know, in a customer service role to our guests at the airport. So it's rolling along. So now we're in the phase of rollout. We're in the phase of questions back and forth with our VCB and operational staff to try to answer questions and help people. The lanyard, if someone has a hidden disability, they can request a lanyard. We have RSW lanyards and name badges, and they can pick those up at any of the VCB booths. Right now we've said from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Upstairs and downstairs, and we have information on our website. We've posted on social media. The VCB is going to work on a slide for their TVs downstairs and baggage claim. So we're just really trying to get the word out to the community, but also internal staff, you know, just so if someone asks a question, they will, you know, people here will be able to answer. So we're very excited. There's about 200 airports worldwide, started over in Europe, this program. And very simple. That's the thing that's interesting about it. It's just about being kind and helping people and giving them extra help and attention. But it's something that is very important, and especially in our market, we thought something like this would be really a great customer service and amenity for our guests.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to get a sneak peek of the preview, of the program a week or two ago. And I know the entire VCB is excited about it. So let's just take this real quick one step further. Somebody is wearing one of the sunflowers, I imagine there's certain protocols that airport staff and, you know, VCB ambassadors would take with that person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that just kind of gives them that attention that they have that badge on. And people can order this online also, so they may have different kinds of badges or wearables. There's actually a whole host of things that people may wear with this symbol. Basically, they're not really supposed to ask. You know, it's not you don't have to ask a person what's going on, just that they need more help. They need more assistance. And if the the guest shares something back with them, that is fine. But if not, then really they're just supposed to kind of be patient, be helpful. You know, when we were meeting with the VCB team downstairs about it originally, we basically said it's what you do all the time. You know, our visitor services people are so awesome. So it's kind of taking it up a notch just to really point something out to people that may need extra assistance. We know that some people involved in the airport community have already kind of expressed or requested some badges for different groups that they're part of, such as an autism group. And I know that other people have, you know, inquired and kind of started to come out to the airport. Sounds like Simone said that they had some requests. People came out ahead of coming to the airport, you know, not a day of travel, but actually ahead of time, kind of knowing that they can use this when they come to the airport. So just, it's really about extra help, maybe a little bit of patience, maybe walking them to wherever, walking them to the gate area, assisting them with signage, reading things. I know Simone and her people probably will end up having a lot more feedback for us, you know, in the next couple of weeks as what they're being asked, you know, what they're really being asked downstairs. So we're going to be, this is kind of a learning process for us right now.
Well, we're just glad that this program exists. You know, we pride ourselves on working to be the friendliest destination on the planet. You know, we have our wonderful tourism ambassadors, and we have our guest first customer training program. And this is just one other thing that's going to make us continue to be so welcoming to visitors. So thank you so much, and the Port Authority, for embracing this program. It's fantastic.
No, and thank you for your team, and Simone and her team have been just really great. And we talked through a lot of the, you know, information things, you know, in the beginning of it as we were really working on it. And we really appreciate the partnership, and we are so glad to bring this to the airport and our community.
Well, we're glad you were able to join us and share information on our call this morning. Does anybody on the call have any questions for Barbara Ann about the program? If so, please go ahead now and hit *2 on your phone to unmute yourself, and you can ask any questions that you might have. Well, Barbara Ann, sometimes folks save their questions until the end. Are you able to stay on the line with us a little longer in case at the end of the call folks have some questions for you?
Sure. Yes, I'll stay on.
Hello, I have a question.
Oh, yes. Go right ahead.
Hi, Hazel. Hi. This is actually my first time on one of these calls, so thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. What's your name? And
My name is Stephanie. I work for McKibben Hospitality.
Super. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Yeah, I just had a quick question about that. I love that. I think that's awesome, this program. Are you able to get one of these also for something like if you have a medical, if you're carrying like a whole bunch of medical supplies that you don't want to check in a suitcase because God forbid the suitcase got lost? Like if you had sometimes when you go through the security line, you have a bag full of medical supplies, lots of liquids, so you need more time, you know, in that.
I think you can probably use it to help you with that, and maybe if a TSA person or someone before you get to the checkpoint sees you, but this program does not circumvent anything with security, or it actually says in the news release we put out, it said that wearing a lanyard doesn't guarantee any fast tracking through security or preferential treatment. And TSA Cares is also a program, and that ties into that, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
But I heard
TSA of that, yeah. TSA has a great program that not everyone always hears about, but ahead of time, they say kind of 72 hours ahead of time, if you need assistance getting through security, and if you have extra equipment and liquids and things, this might help. But to let them know, and they have specially trained TSA personnel that will meet a passenger and kind of take them through security. So I might recommend also doing TSA Cares. I think the Sunflower would definitely help, and maybe somebody could help or assist or walk a passenger through. But you definitely have to still go through like the screening process and everything the same. So sorry if that didn't.
No, it's fine. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we have links on our website, and also it links right over to TSA. There's a phone number and a a website to do that, but if you request it, it's really a service that not many people always know about, but it can really be helpful.
Yes, definitely. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, great question, Stephanie. Does anybody else have a question for Barbara Ann about the Sunflower program? All right. Well, Barbara Ann, thanks again for joining us this morning, and thanks for hanging on the call with us in case someone has a question here in a little bit.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you. Next up this morning, we are going to hear from our friends at the Florida Park Service to get an update on the state parks right here in Lee County. And I'd like to welcome District 4 Bureau Chief BJ Givens to the call this morning. Mr. Givens, if you're there, thank you for joining us. Please press star 2 to unmute yourself, sir.
Time caller. I want to thank Nancy for the opportunity to participate in this call this morning. As noted, I consist of about 4 parks, starting as far north as Sumter County. We go as far south as Monroe County. So it's a fairly large district, and as I said, that's about 34 parks. Overall, in the state of Florida, the Park Service is considered one of the best park service in the country. We're the only park service that's been awarded the gold medal now 4 times, going after our 5th. And I often like to say, if we're the best park service in the United States, this is the best park service in the people of Florida in the program that we have here.
BJ, unfortunately, I think we have a bad connection. You are breaking up pretty badly. I'm wondering if you could find a different location and maybe try to give us a call back. Well, I apologize, everyone, for Mr. Givens having a bad connection. I hope that he calls back in. I will go ahead and provide everyone with a VCB update. And then we'll go back to BJ Givens, because I know that there are some questions looming about state parks, the status of some of the state parks right here in our community. So let's jump right into our VCB update. I have a lot to cover this morning, especially since these calls have now gone monthly. So I'm going to jump right in with information from our communications team. As you probably heard us mention on some of these calls, Peter Greenberg and his crew returned to Lee County to rework his original shoot from last August of his PB show, The Travel Detective, where we were going to be featured in the Hidden Gems segment of that show. But then the hurricane happened, and instead the team came back to produce a special report on our hurricane recovery efforts. Now, that report will air for the first time in just a couple of weeks on July 8th, first on WTTW in Chicago, before it's released to all the other PBS stations across the country. This summer, it will also air on Apple TV Plus and on Prime Video. So we'll keep you posted as to when it will air locally. We're looking forward to that. A couple other quick items from our communications team. We just wrapped up a familiarization tour with a German influencer, Sonja Funke. And we are looking forward to the next Shellcast podcast episode focusing on murals throughout our area. So be on the lookout for that. Now, speaking of murals, the marketing team is working on a couple placemaking initiatives. You may have heard me mention these before, one of which is our neighborhood mural project, which is a great partnership with the Fort Myers Mural Society. We are installing murals in communities throughout Lee County to encourage visitor exploration and, of course, interaction with the murals, all the while encouraging them to share photos on social media with our hashtag, MyFortMyers. Now, the first of these neighborhood murals was unveiled on Pine Island last month, and the next one is actually a double mural that will frame the entrance to the North Fort Myers Recreation Center. We are also installing webcams in neighborhoods throughout our destination, VCB-owned and operated webcams. The first 5 of those webcams are live right now on our leisure site at visitfortmyers.com. And the current locations include Rotary Park in Cape Coral, the Boquilla Fishing Pier, downtown Fort Myers, the Port Boca Grande Lighthouse, and Manatee Park. So we have a few others in the queue that include Bonita Wonder Gardens and the J.N. Ding Darling Wildlife Refuge out on Sanibel. So be sure to check those out. In other marketing news, we worked with our communications team on a segment that aired June 2nd on the Miami NBC News program called Six in the Mix to share how our destination is recovering, to provide insider visitor tips, and to help drive much-needed summer visitation. I mean, that's why we do these things. That's most important. We have another segment similar to that one that aired in Miami that will air before the end of the month on an Atlanta news program called Atlanta and Company, since we also consider Atlanta to be a primary drive market for summer. So this morning I have some save the dates to share with you, so grab a pen and paper and jot some of these down. I'll go through it now, and then I'll summarize for them again at the end of the call. The first date is Thursday, August 3rd. This is when we're going to roll out our co-op advertising program for fiscal year 23-24. It's an in-person rollout. It will take place at our Admin East building in downtown Fort Myers. It's the same room as where our TDC meetings are held. And again, it's August 3rd in the afternoon between 2 and 4:30 p.m. Now, for those of you on the call who may not know, our co-op program is an opportunity for any visitor-facing business like attractions and hotels, tours, restaurants, and others to really leverage your budget while reaching a qualified audience through a variety of marketing and sales initiatives. It's a great program because the VCB buys down the cost of these placements by as much as 90%. So it's a really great value, and we encourage as many of our partners to participate as possible. Again, our rollout is on August 3rd, and then the portal will actually open for co-op orders a couple of weeks later on Thursday, August 17th. So some other dates. We're gearing up for this year's Island Hopper Songwriter Festival, which takes place September 22nd to October 1st. And we are actively looking for accommodation deals right now that will also earn our hotel partners some valuable exposure on the Island Hopper website and on the official Island Hopper app. Now, don't worry, if you have a business that falls into the dine, play, shop, or sip category, you can participate through our SunSaver Passport program. You may have heard me talk about this program before. That will be also integrated into our Island Hopper efforts. So for more information on either of these, please just reach out to myself or anybody on the marketing team, and we will get you all signed up. Then another important save the date, Thursday, November 9th. This is when our annual Tourism Outlook meeting will take place, this year at the Westin Cape Coral Resort at Marina Village. Now, if you recall, we had to cancel last year's meeting due to the storm, so we are all excited to bring everyone in the industry back together to see what is in store for the year ahead. Some items now from our sales team, and I always love reporting on our sales team numbers. Fiscal year to date, the team has sourced 607 RFPs to our hotel partners. And listen to this, from those RFPs, partner hotels have booked 94 meetings here in Lee County as a direct result of those efforts. Really amazing work. The sales team is also going to represent us at a variety of trade shows coming up, including Travel Advisors of the Mid-South, the Access 23 Leadership Conference, and the FSAE Annual Conference, which is the Florida Society of Association Executives. And with that conference, we are actually serving as the host destination. The Hyatt Regency Coconut Point is the host hotel for the conference, and the Luminary Hotel right here in downtown Fort Myers, is hosting the welcome reception. That all takes place July 12th to the 14th and should be a good one. On the international front, the sales and marketing teams are working together on a cooperative effort with our friends down south at the Naples Collier County CVB to help increase capacity on our summer Eurowings Discover flights from Germany. And that effort launches throughout Germany next week. From our visitor services team, preparations are in full swing for this year's eAwards. Another date for you, that takes place on August 24th, also at the Westin Cape Coral. The most important date, however, is the July 14th nomination deadline. So be sure not to miss that deadline to nominate any of your staff members who have really gone above and beyond with customer service. We'll have a special Hurricane Hero category this year, and we really look forward to honoring all the incredible individuals who make our area so special. It's super easy to nominate someone. You can go over to eawards.org, or you could even call the visitor services team at 239-590-4855. So before I wrap everything up this morning, I have a few more items, but I wanted to get back to see if BJ Givens was able to restore his connection. Mr. Givens, are you on the call with us still, sir? Maybe we can reschedule Mr. Givens for a future call, because I know that we had some questions regarding Lover's Key and Cayo Costa and volunteerism opportunities and such. So I apologize to everyone on the call this morning that connection was not as good to be. Yes.
Can you hear me now? All right. I'm actually
Mr. Givens,
back.
I can hear you. You're coming through loud and clear. I'm glad you called back. Thank you.
That's great. We just entered Gasparilla Island, and the towers are not quite back up. Body. We're going to give it another shot. To get to Lover's Key and Cayo Costa, we actually have two parks in Lee County that we are actively trying to get back open. Lover's Key, we did lose quite a few facilities at Lover's Key. Ranger Station, Bathhouse, Picnic Pavilion on the beach is gone. We have quite a bit of damage to the shop as well as the residents out there. The gift shop, the bait and tackle, as well as the boat ramp is also heavily damaged. The division is fully committed to restoring all of these facilities. In fact, what we've done temporarily, we actually have contracted for some temporary mobile homes. We're going to be open with mobile homes. We have a temporary gift shop that will give. As well as including the office. While those units are in place, we are actively pursuing the permits that actually restore all the structures that were previously at the park, including the on the beach, so be fully restored, hopefully as quickly as we can. Now, our projected opening date, thank goodness, is going to be the 28th of this month. That's what we're trying to shoot for. We have TFR, a contract that is actually cleaning up the beach, and they have a significant portion of the beach cleaned up, so we should be able to open. Now, what the public's going to see slightly differently when they do enter the park, some of you guys may recall that we had a large restroom on the beach itself. And that restroom was destroyed, and the temporary unit is actually across the bridge. So folks may have to cross the bridge and get to the restroom. But other than that, the park is going to open and operate pretty much as normal. Now, for Cayo Costa, in fact, that's where I'm headed this morning, is the reason why I lost the signal. Cayo Costa, we're waiting for the dock to rebuild. The dock was totally destroyed at Cayo Costa. Until we have that dock back in place, as well as perform some dredging, we can't formally call the park open. The public are currently using the park, the beach and boats, and picnic and all those things, but we don't want to call the park open until we have the facilities in place to support the restrooms and all those other things that go along with a fully park, a functioning park, if you will. We do have the permits in hand, and we anticipate starting construction in the next 45 to 60 days on that dock out there. So we are actively pursuing that. The staff is eager. The staff is energetic, and we're excited about getting the parks back open for the folks in Lee County and across the state.
That's really good news. I had not heard the June 28th date for Lover's Key. That's fantastic news, and sounds like you're making progress out on Cayo Costa. Is there a plan to replace the cabins on Cayo Costa with some sort of comparable experience?
At this time, it is not. We actually convert those at this moment to campsites. That may come in the future, but as far as this period of time, we're going to open those back up as campsites available to the public.
Understood. And, you know, we get a lot of requests. People still want to be involved in our recovery efforts. And the VCB has made some voluntourism opportunities available. And we've had some questions about the parks. Will there be any opportunities for volunteers to support Lover's Key and Cayo Costa once they reopen?
There will. We have a robust volunteer program across the state. At this time, we reached out to a very small community of volunteers. Most of the heavy lifting for both of these parks is being done by contractors. And once we contract out that work, we have to stay out of the way until they fulfill their contract. But once those contracts are done, we would definitely be very grateful for any volunteer support that we can receive to help us keep the parks going.
Super. And where would people find more information about the parks and their status and volunteer opportunities?
Sure. All of that's going to be on Florida State Parks website. Just scroll down to either Lover's Key or Cayo Costa or call the park directly. Right now, like I'm having, phone service is spotty because, like you guys know, a lot of folks lost their hardline. But we do have a cell phone up and running, but I would ask that we hold for the moment because right now the management team's there. They're busy trying to get the doors open.
Sounds real good, BJ. Thank you so much for that update. Does anybody on the line this morning have any questions regarding Lee County's state parks for Mr. Givens? If so, please just hit star 2 to unmute yourself. All right, BJ, I think your update was thorough. Was there anything else other than Lover's Key or Cayo Costa you wanted to provide any information on?
Well, as you guys know, Correction is fully operational as well. The Park Service, we're very proud to be in Lee County, and we're going to do everything we can to maintain that partnership. I want to say that the Lee County TDC has been an outstanding partner to both of these parks, if you will, and we greatly appreciate all the efforts that you guys have given to the Park Service. We also just received a donation a while back from hopefully one of the folks on the call here, for a couple of golf carts as well. I want to thank you guys for that as well. So I think we are a great partnership here in Lee County, and let's keep Lee County strong.
Well, and thanks back to you and your team for all the great work that you're doing, and good news this morning about Lover's Key opening on June 28th. All right, I'll start to wrap things up this morning. I wanted to say thank you again to all the partners who attended our annual hurricane workshop over at Emergency Operations Center earlier this month. Wanted to give a special shout out to Pam Brown and Jen Walla on our team for putting that event together. They did a great job. In other news, there will not be a July Tourist Development Council meeting. The next TDC meeting will be 9 a.m. on Thursday, August 10th. And then the next industry partner call, like the one that we're all on this morning, that will be the fourth Thursday in July, Thursday, July 27th. So, as mentioned, I know I had a lot of dates for you today. I'll just take a quick moment and review all of those with you again in order in case you wanted to jot them down. July 12th through the 14th is the FSAE annual conference at the Hyatt Coconut Point. July 14th is the nomination deadline for the E-Awards. July 27th is our next industry partner call at 9 a.m. On August 3rd, between 2 and 4:30 p.m. is when we'll roll out our new co-op program right here at Admin East in Fort Myers, downtown Fort Myers. A week later, on August 10th, is our next TDC meeting. August 17th is when the co-op portal opens for orders. A week later, on Thursday, August 24th, we do like our Thursdays, that is when the E-Awards will take place at the Westin Cape Coral. Then September 22nd to October 1st is the Island Hopper Songwriter Fest. And November 9th is our annual meeting, also taking place at the Westin. Now, of course, I'm glad to answer any questions that you might have. I'd like to open it up to the floor here, maybe any comments that you might have. And if Barbara Ann or BJ are still on the call, maybe you've thought of some questions for those folks. If so, please just hit star 2 on your phone to unmute yourself.
Hey, Brian, it's Katya from the Pink Shell.
Hi, Katya.
I was just wondering if there is any update on Bowditch Park. I know it's a Lee County park and not a state park, but I'm just wondering if there is a date for it to open.
I have not heard, Katya. I'm glad to try to do some research with the county and see if I can get that information for you, but I have not heard a date for Bowditch as of yet.
All right. But it's, you know, on the Fort Myers website, it just, the dates keeps moving. Now it says June, but now that June's, you know, coming to an end, I was just wondering if it's actually going to be this month or.
Yeah, there were a couple. I think Crescent Beach as well, right? There's a moving target for those two facilities.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry I couldn't answer that question for you.
That's okay.
Does anyone else have anything that you'd like to share? Any questions that you might have? All right. I just wanted to say thanks again to our guests this morning, Barbara Ann Yerusha and BJ Givens, for joining us. Thanks to all of you for your partnership and for joining us on the call. I hope everyone has a happy 4th of July holiday, and we'll see you right back here again for our next industry call on July 27th. Bye-bye, everybody, and take care.